Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chet Nichols. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Mantilla steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mantilla moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Mantilla scores. Geiger scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dale Willis now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Williams reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Cimoli moves to third. Causey moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols bunts towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Gardner moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to third for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Nichols moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Nichols scores. Mantilla moves to third. Geiger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla scores. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Clinton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Pete Loveridge. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Lau moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alozic moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Alozic scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Simile scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Red Sox. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Alozic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Causey covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Roman Mejias now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Lamabee fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Jack Lamabee. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud bunts towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bresud for the out. Gardner moves to second. 1 out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alozic moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.